you have a term that's an old-fashioned term, front of town and back of town in New Orleans. Mm. And back of town means the area toward the lake, further you get toward the lake. And front of town is closer you are to the river. The term is virtually extinct now, but an old New Orleanian would know what back of town means. Mm-hmm. And that's usually that area starting somewhere just beyond St. Charles Avenue, a few blocks, and heading back towards Central City and so on. It's an area that was, until this century, largely cypress swamp and low ground and subject to much flooding and that sort of thing, and where the poor generally lived. Obviously, the better off prefer the area closer to the river, because there you have a geologic levee. It comes from geologic times, and so you have high ground, and it's much less prone to flooding.
Back of town then would be beyond Rampart, so
yep.
From the river?
Right. That's back of town.
Anything else?
That's just one that comes across my mind, was brought about by the uptown, downtown.
Mm-hmm. There's a snootiness to uptown that it's supercilious, but there's a notion, well, that's where all the money is and where the powers that be generally reside.
That's where the more aristocratic homes are.
In general, yes. And the Anglo-Saxons were the winners, ultimately, in the... You know, who was going to the French or the Creoles held sway for many years, but ultimately the Anglo-Saxons won in the economic battle. And, well, that's all tied in with the myth of the Creole and so on, because they had to have some sort of god to worship. They made the Creole their god, even though they destroyed the Creole and ultimately won in the battle over it.
Are we good? Okay. Well, I think it probably is time to pick up and head out. Thank you again.
It's been my pleasure.